Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So, John, tell us about what is taking place with this man with the leg.
Yes, I came across this amazing story of a young man who, during the 90s, was they were in famine in North Korea. If you know, there's North Korea's a lot in the news. They have a young leader there right now who's he's got some issues, to say the least. But he has nuclear weapons at
that. What is his name?
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, and this guy's a dictator. He's a ruthless, tyrannical dictator that has Christians locked down and it's
killed,
terrible.
Murdered. I mean, it's really horrific, and he has nuclear weapons. And so there's been yes, nuclear weapons. Yeah, and so it's a serious thing. Yeah,
very bad.
But during the 90s, and I mean, there's still people are struggling there to eat today. But during the 90s, there was a great famine, and I came across a story of a young man at the time. He's an older man now. His name is Ji Sung Ho. I hope I got that correct,
Mr. Ho.
But But what happened to him, his father had passed away, and they were only left with his mother and I think another sibling and himself, and they worked in the, just to get, eat, just to survive. They were very malnourished. He only weighed about 45 pounds as a young man.
Oh,
yes, I mean, just really malnourished. And they would steal coal from where people were working, gathering. They would steal it, and one day, he jumped on this train to get some coal, and some people who were doing the same thing, they kind of, you know, beat him up and pushed him off the train. And when they pushed him off the train ran him over, ran his leg over.
Oh my God. I have a friend of mine when we were in grammar school, both of his legs got ran over, and it just cuts your leg off. It's terrible.
Well, he winds up losing a leg. They mm-hmm. find him mm-hmm. later. Now, they have health care for everyone in North Korea, but what I understood in this article...
I'm shocked. Give me a second.
I'm going to show you how state-run health care works.
Okay.
I'm going to show you how it works. Yeah. Everyone has health care, except he couldn't get any. You know, it was very, very basic. And,
because they don't care, even though they got health.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. They was missing the care part. They're missing the care part.
I knew one thing. I hate to interrupt you, but I know they invited a surgeon over to be able to deal with cataract surgery on people's eyes. And he, Kim Jong-un and all those guys, they actually, before they would pull the bandages off their eyes, they'd have them sitting in a room, so the first thing they would see was a big picture of him. Uh-huh. So they would say he's the one that opened their eyes, because they, you know, he wants to present himself as a god. So when they did surgery, the healthcare they did have is like, when you pull it off, I want you to see the founder of the healthcare system, Kim Jong-un.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
So he winds up going, apparently only doctors, only the rich there, which is very few, were able to have access to medical treatment. Yeah.
You're throwing this whole story, you're just telling me there's rich in North Korea?
Yeah. There's
it
only
must
like,
be like in.
Like five of them.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, like 10 of them. All right.
This is the darkest country in the world. There's no power, electricity.
It's horrible. Well, the story details that he would go nights wishing that someone would end his life because he was in horrific pain. I mean, it's just hearing the agony. And I'm reading this and I'm thinking, wow, you know, how many times have I had a bad headache and wish they would go away, you know, and I can go get a Tylenol. But to see someone who had their leg run over. Yeah. Well, this story progresses where he gets his leg. After a while, the pain stops. He loses it. He's on crutches. And he winds up traveling to China on one leg.
On foot?
On crutches, yes, to China. And in this story, it's it's miles, okay?
On one leg.
One leg.
Crutches.
He gets to China, finds out that the dogs are eating better than his family.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the dogs are eating better. Wow. And through a series of events, he winds up getting out. He gets arrested, he escapes, and he's winds up in South Korea. Well, the story culminates that, you know, he told God, if you can get me out of here, you know, I'll serve you. If you get me out of here, I'll follow you. And God delivered him. He brought him to South Korea. Now he spends the rest of his life. He tried to get his father, another relative out, and the relative wanted him dying before he can get the whole family out. But now he gives his life to rescue people in North Korea, to get them out of the horrible conditions that so many people are living, you know, living with today. It just causes me to think about how much we have here in the United States, how much blessing that we have, and that we cannot forget about the people in the world that are suffering. World Vision. I saw another segment on World Vision where little girls, 6, 7 years old, are working with their mothers because the fathers are not around. I believe it's in Indonesia, carrying bricks. And I'm talking about tons and tons of these bricks. And to whom much is given, much is required. The population of the United States is only 5%, yet we consume 95% of the world's resources.
Right.
We have all the intelligence, all the wealth, all the resources, all the technology, all the medical breakthrough that anyone in this world could imagine. And I just believe as believers, we're going to be held accountable for that. What did we do? How did we help?
Think about this. You're going into a hospital, for example, and you see a man's probably in his 40s, and he has a white coat on, a stethoscope around him. And you have a little girl who's standing right beside him.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody comes in with a need, they walk straight in, and they don't even acknowledge the little girl. They don't even think about the little girl.
Yeah.
They automatically go to the older man with a white coat on with a stethoscope. You know why? Because they know that she has not been entrusted, more than likely, with the knowledge that the man has. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just the default setting.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not going to say, look at the little girl and say, why did you let my relative die? Why didn't you do the heart surgery? It's ridiculous. But they would look at the doctor and they would say, why didn't you render service? You have 8 years of education. You've been hired as a doctor. Your resume said you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have compassion. When you say the statement, too much is given, much is expected, we are that doctor in the white coat. We have all these resources in America. And we're spending it on ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, the best case scenario right now, I feel, is to work towards, as an American, God, help me give, if I'm going to love others the way that I love myself, help me get to a point where I could at least give 50% of what you give me, that I give it to someone outside of me where I get no benefits from it, and I give it to others in need. Because then you are, I mean, if you eat an apple, they eat an apple. If you drink a cup of water, they drink a cup of water. If you get a dollar, they get a dollar. I mean, that's the only way, because it's such a blessed land.
Mm-hmm.
How can we, you know, move in that arena with such great wealth? And Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle, which is a very small gate in the wall, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
We are that rich man.
We're the rich young ruler of the nation. Are we going to walk away? Are we going to create our own concept of who God is? And, you know, people say, you know, we don't build gods out of stuff and wood. And it's like, you, in your own imagination, you can create a God that does not exist.
Mm.
You can write music to him. You can preach messages about him. You can do all these different things about it. And it's like, all of a sudden, somebody preached to you another Jesus.
Mm.
But Jesus is concerned about every one of us, and he's concerned about how we're going to respond to those who are hurting, you know, how the persecution that's taken place. And it's real difficult in America because we have our poorest person in America, for example, according to statistics, our poorest. If you find the poorest, you know, down south, they say the poorest person in America. I mean, the poorest. I mean, the one you saw on the news last night that somebody put the cameras on and said, this poor person. That poorest person in America is richer than approximately 70% of the 7 billion people on the face of the earth.
Wow.
The poorest. Wow. So you can imagine, just take the middle class in America and up. You're looking at the top 3% potentially of the world's wealth. And so God, who allowed us to be in a nation like that, is saying to the church, not to the whole country as a whole, to the church, what are you doing with that? And this is what George Barna says we're doing with it. He says we're spending $1.3 million per baptized believer while we have people that are suffering just like this. You know, dear Lord, I pray, I know we're going to go to break, but just I pray, Lord, that you would give us a grace to understand that, because we are like the rich young ruler and we have many things, but we got to be willing to give all those things up for your glory. I just pray, Lord, would just give you a grace for that to begin. Just ask the question, not just do it all of a sudden. Just, Lord, I want to be not the rich young ruler. Help me to know how to be able to just sow what you've given me into the lives of others, because eternity weighs in the balance for us with this decision, right?
Yes.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.